Time to talk some Oregon basketball off the victory last night here in town against Texas Southern. Not much rest for the weary. Portland State in tomorrow. He's got the view from the bench. Always look forward to talking hoops with Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach, how you doing today?
All good, thanks.
So to the casual observer, you look at last night's opponent out of the SWAC, 0-8. But, man, you look at it, they played Syracuse and Gonzaga and Kansas, Power 5 schools. So despite their, I guess, lack of national recognition, I get a sense you guys knew this would be a pretty big battle.
Yeah, they travel around and play a bunch of, basically they're called bye games, where they go and they get paid and play these games, and then they go back and win their league. they play tough games and they get ready, and then they go back. They're a really good team. We had some breakdowns defensively there in the second half a little bit, let them get back in it. But again, a talented team that has some Division I transfers that can play.
That first half, even though you had the lead in the locker room, ended up shooting 19 three-pointers. Seems the offense was a little, sluggish, kind of settling. What was the discussion at the break? Because the offense changed in the second half.
Yeah, we got the ball inside more. Kenny had a good second half, and we got the ball inside to him for some jump hooks and inside baskets. And, we were settling for some outside shots, and we took a couple of contested ones and added all up, and we were just kind of flat and not really, playing a well-rounded game. And second half, we did a much better job of moving the ball and getting some inside baskets.
Their top scorer, DeMontre Jefferson, came in on a roll. I mean, he scores 23, 24 a night, had a bucket at halftime, never really found his groove, 5 of 21 from the floor. He's a little guy at 5'7". What worked defensively that you were able to kind of limit the damage he did?
I thought we made him take some tough shots. The one thing that did get him going a little bit in the second half was we gave him a wide open three on a kind of a semi break there where we didn't pick him up, and that kind of got him going and got him started a little bit to score. But I've seen him, and we've all seen him, in on the AAU circuit score 30, 40 points in a game. He's really a streaky player, and I thought Peyton did a good job of making him take some tough shots, and we did a pretty good job on him for the most part.
Talking Oregon hoops with Coach McKenna in a game like that, which seemed to be packed with so many streaks, how much of that can be attributed to, you still have a lot of new faces finding their way with each other? And as coaches with these kind of new guys, what steps do you take to kind of get them to be maybe less streaky?
Well, obviously, consistency is something that we always go for and always try to create with our team. I thought we played a really good game against Colorado State, and last night, not so much. We didn't do the things we were doing well there, and took a little bit of a step back. It's a thing, like you said, with young players, you try to get that consistency going and try to find a way to keep getting better every time you step on the floor, and that's something that we're still working towards.
Along those lines, you look at the stat sheet and you see Troy Brown goes 3 of 13, struggled with his offense a bit. But, man, when it counted, he made some big plays and, unyielding 12 rebounds. We know how talented he is, but how big is that despite not having his shot most of the game? He never hung his head and just kept finding ways to contribute.
No, that's a really good thing, and obviously when you're not scoring, you try, we always tell our guys to try to give something else to the team, and Troy really rebounded well and tried to defend and those types of things, and that when your shot's not going, you gotta make a contribution somewhere, and Troy definitely stepped up on the boards and that for sure.
Talking Duck Hoops with Coach McKenna. I saw in the postgame, Dana Altman said he was a little concerned when Texas Southern cut that lead to 1 about 3.5 minutes left, and you had 3 freshmen on the floor. So as this team kind of makes progress towards what you want them to be, how beneficial is it that they work it out and find a way to win that game?
Well, they're getting good experience, and really that's the best way to learn how to play this game and how to play the way we want to play and that. So having those freshmen get those experiences and get those minutes and learn and get better, hopefully it will help us down the line, and definitely as Pac-12 play gets going.
A couple final thoughts. Your strength and conditioning coach, Adam Linens, I actually talked to Kelly Graves about him last night. So he's worked in the NBA, the Developmental League. I'm kind of curious, about the kind of contribution he makes. It seems like you guys are just always in really good basketball shape.
Yeah, he does a great job. He really connects well with our guys. He's with them all the time. He encourages them to go in and do extra things on their own, and our guys do that. And you've seen over time the body transformations that some of our guys have had. Like in the past, Dylan Brooks and Jordan Bell and guys like that. Even Chris Boucher, all those guys really improved their bodies and really got themselves in great shape. And I think he does a great job. And our freshmen and our young players have gravitated towards him and have been doing a good job in the weight room for sure with Adam.
And lastly, quick turnaround, almost like it's conference season. You have Portland State tomorrow, who's beaten LMU. Stanford lost a close one to Butler, gave Duke a run. What have you seen from the Vikings that is going to present you guys a challenge tomorrow night?
They're a fast-paced team. I think they're the fourth fastest-playing team in the country. They had Duke down by four at halftime. They hung in there for about 35 minutes with them, gave Butler all they wanted, beat Stanford. They're a really good basketball team. They play fast. They've got guards that can really get in the paint, and they're going to be a handful for us, no question. They're 8-2, and their only two losses are to Duke and Butler. They've won on the road. They got a freshman that just had 26 on the road. They've got some experienced seniors that know how to play. It's going to be a tough game for us for sure tomorrow.
Well, 7 o'clock tomorrow and 16 days till Pac-12 play. Always great catching up with Kevin McKenna. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck these next two games this week, and thanks for checking in.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right, bye.